huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. There's good news in the impingement and control of your freedom. Now, so many people are scared of globalization and political and governmental interference and regulation around your freedom, your liberty, your sovereignty, and your ability to earn. And if there's been one real, hard, honest lesson for 2022, it's surely been that at any time, anything could happen, and your ability to earn, to reach people, even to leave the house, to travel freely, is in the hands, excuse me, of someone else, i.e. your government. Now, there is some people that are saying, I see this a lot in the comments on my content, that there's this globalization movement going on, which is impinging on our freedom. Big tech power companies and the finances behind them, with their motives and agendas, the Great Reset people are talking about, the New World Order, own nothing, be happy, universal basic income, wiping out of the middle class, wiping out of small businesses. Now, I don't really have enough research to talk about those in detail. And I do sometimes think people get lost down a rabbit hole when it comes to, you know, the ulterior agendas of the global powerhouses of the world, the Freemasons and the Rothschilds. So first off, I'd like you to think about this New World Order and this globalization, and if you think it's really a thing, and by all means share in the comments what you think is really happening. Because I think it's important that we all have a voice. That's the great thing about social media. Social media has disrupted media, and now we actually all have a voice, and you should be grateful for that. So, on the one side, we've got this globalization movement. World government, world control, world power from a few very powerful people. And a lot of people think that that's impinging on their freedom. But now is the good news. And it's very important that you share this message far and wide. You now have to fight for your freedom, your financial freedom, your physical freedom, even your intellectual freedom, your freedom of speech. You now have to fight for it. If you don't fight for it, you may be silenced. Your ability to earn may be taken away from you. You could be cancelled, deplatformed, or shadow banned at a moment's notice. These things are real now. Now, I never really thought I'd be talking a lot about this because my usual operandi, my modus operandi is usually you're in full control. You control your own life. You control your own decisions. You control your own destiny and thoughts. That is the entrepreneurial mindset. And whilst I still agree with that, there's physical external factors which do impinge upon your freedom or could. So I'm going to share with you now what I believe the anti-movement against globalization is. And like I said, it's really important that you share this message. Don't just sit and listen. Share this message because globalization will benefit a few and be against the masses. That is for sure. Okay, so this big freedom movement for 2022, here's the good news. It's decentralization. And the better news is there's a mass push, a mass movement now towards decentralization. Most industries now are becoming decentralized. So finance is being disrupted and decentralized into de-finance. Cryptocurrencies, NFTs, the metaverse. Media is being decentralized into social media. And then big tech powerful social media platforms that call themselves social are being decentralized into actual own your own data and have real freedom of speech social platforms. So look, I'm actually not I'm a fan of Facebook. I'm just going to say it. A lot of people aren't a fan of Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. But I think overall, a lot of good has been done. After all, I'm here live on Facebook. That's one thing. I'm not going to bitch about Facebook on Facebook. I'm not going to come to your house and open your fridge and go, I don't like your food, and go to your living room and have a wee on your rug because I don't like it. But that's what people do. They bitch and moan about the social media on the social media. I think that's a bit paradoxical. It's ironic. So, however, despite the reach and the community that Facebook has enabled us to build, Facebook are a big tech company. They could cancel me, shadow ban me, or deplatform me at a moment's notice without anything that I can do, and I probably wouldn't be able to get my account back. And that is a real thing. And if they don't like my content, they will reduce the reach or delete it. I heard that some of Joe Rogan's content recently got deleted off YouTube, although there's did it or didn't it, but certainly could. I had my YouTube account shadow banned because of an interview with David Icke. This can happen to anyone at a moment's notice. And you need to insure yourself for this. You have life insurance, hopefully. You have car insurance, definitely, in case something goes wrong. And so you need to insure yourself against globalization. So social media is being disrupted by itself. So there's platforms that are more decentral. There's the Decentralized Autonomous Organization, the DAO. DAO, DAO. By the way, just quickly, I'll interrupt myself. I want to thank you for following me. Wherever you listen and watch, I'm really grateful for you. So make sure you are actually following me. Often when people tune in and listen or watch, they're not actually following. So if you follow, then you'll get notified when my content goes live. I'm trying to do more content for 2022 to help you start and scale your business, get better financial education and knowledge, build multiple streams of recurring income, and leverage the creator economy. Next thing is, I actually have a gift for you. Shh, I wasn't going to say this publicly, but it's my birthday today. It's also nearly, in a couple of days' time, the 6th anniversary of something very special. And it's not when I gave up alcohol or when I came out, by the way. So stay with me to the end. It's probably going to be quite a short piece, but really, really important. Maybe one of my most important pieces of the last 12 or 24 months. So if you want to be truly free, one, you must have a voice, and two, you must have recurring income. Now, I would probably say as well that you'd want location freedom. You'd want to be able to leave your house and travel. But if there are vaccine passports and there are impingements on your ability to travel, there's actually not much you can do about that unless you want to break the law. So the two ways that you create your own freedom, i.e. you're in control of this, is number one, you have freedom of speech and platform to reach as many people as possible, so that your message isn't squashed. And then number two, you have recurring income from assets, so that if the government increase taxes, increase inflation, quantitative ease, shut your business down, close all local and physical businesses, increased regulation, lockdowns, quarantines, if they do all of this, you can still earn from recurring assets, recurring income, especially digital assets. So they're the two things you can do about it. And you've got to jump on that right now. Now, I want to share with you a few other little elements of where we're going with decentralization. But before I do, and before I forget, to celebrate my birthday and the 6-year anniversary of my podcast, if you go to the link robmoore.com/pod, I have not one, not two, not three, but 4 gifts for you there to celebrate those 2, anniversary and birthday. robmoore.com/pod. There's 4 free gifts that will help you control your own freedom, your own liberty, your own sovereignty. Now, there is one ask, though. I don't usually give valuable resources away for free. I will, of course, share on social media because I think that's what social media is about. But when it comes to documents and templates and checklists and manuals, they're paid for. But if you go to robmoore.com, I've got 4 of those that are free. My one ask is that when you pop your details in at robmoore.com/pod, links in the comments, links at the top of the page, just go and subscribe to my podcast on the thank you page. That's all I ask. It's actually the 6th anniversary of my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur, in a couple of days. We've got a big rebrand announcement coming in a few days' time. And on the anniversary day when we do our big rebrand announcement, I'd like to be back up to number 1 in the charts. That's my ulterior motive. So I need many of you to subscribe. Although, let's be honest, you're going to get nearly 1,000 episodes, hundreds of millionaire interviews, 16 billionaire interviews, Floyd Mayweather twice, my first billionaire S is coming soon. I've got some crazy, amazing, disruptive guests. So there's major benefit to you there. But if you now go to robmore.com/pod, then you can grab 10x your social media following, detailed step-by-step document from me. You can how to build a vast personal brand. The 19 lessons I learned in gaining 600 odd thousand followers in the last 9 months. And also 20 ways to monetize social media, unlock all the tools, the features on social media. I didn't want to forget that because I tend to get overexcited and then I would have just ended up shutting this and forgetting to give you that special gift. So happy anniversary to me. Happy birthday to me. And let's celebrate together. Go to robmore.com/pod. Grab all of those gifts. Now, these gifts are there to help you with your own liberty and freedom. So right now, the only way to fight globalization is through decentralization. Now, let me talk about this. Number one, I was talking to Simon Cowell a few days ago, who does all those big reality and talent shows. And 10 years ago, mainstream media, Simon Cowell would get 25 million viewers prime time. Do you know how many he gets now? 1.8 million prime time, a more than 90% drop. Whereas Mr. Beast and Joe Rogan now have billions of views and downloads. Many of my live videos on Facebook get 50,000, 100,000, 500,000, even a million views. And I'm not on mainstream media and I'm not a celebrity. Because of the power of decentralization, of social media, of everyone having a voice, of the creator economy. But to leverage the creator economy, you need to create. So are you creating content? Are you turning your content into an asset? Are you turning your information into income? Are you publishing content across multiple social media channels? Because if you can't say yes, 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 and yes, make sure you take me up on my gifts and bonuses at robmore.com/pod, as in podcast. So the next thing that's really interesting is, do you know who the most powerful, impactful, and influential media company is right now in the world? By a factor of 6 times, according to a recent study on impact and popularity and reach. The biggest media company in the world. It's not Sky. It's not BBC. It's not Fox. It's not HBO. It's not Apple. It's Joe Rogan. It's Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan isn't a global media company. Joe Rogan isn't big tech. Joe Rogan's just Joe. Rob Moore's just Rob. You're just you. This is great news because now you have a voice, you have decentralization, you have the ability to reach your own audience, and media is being disrupted by social media, and banking system and finance is being decentralized by DeFi, and money is being decentralized by cryptocurrencies, and the big tech powerhouses are being disrupted by DAO, decentralized autonomous organizations, where the users have the power, control, and autonomy as opposed to the CEO, founder, big tech, or VCs. And then the audio space has come in and disrupted in this revolution where Clubhouse has disrupted Facebook. And then Facebook audio rooms and Twitter spaces have disrupted Clubhouse. And then Green Room and Fireside and Speakeasy and Wisdom have disrupted again. So the great movement, the freedom movement of 2022 is decentralization. There are new platforms launching where you now own your data. So here's something that's both powerful and scary. Over the last few years, I've been able to reach millions of people through Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and Clubhouse and my podcast and YouTube. Millions of people. But I don't own the contact details of any of them. Like I can't email you or phone you up or message you off of podcast, Clubhouse, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. No, this is live, not recorded. So that's a big worry. Like just on 3 platforms this year, I've built 600,000 followers this year. What if they cancel me? What if I get hacked? What if they deplatform me? And what if they shadow ban me? Can't reach any of you. Any of you. That's going to hurt. My critics would love it, but no, that's going to hurt. So we need to make sure we own our data. Maybe, so for example, I've just shared robmore.com/pod. So if you go right now, if you haven't already, it's the links at the top and in the comments, robmore.com/pod. I've got four special gifts for you there. How to 10x your social media following. I did it in 9 months this year. Went from 500,000 to 1.1 million in 10x the speed. 20 ways to monetize social media. How to actually unlock all the monetization tools on social media. Do you even know what the 20 are? Do you even know how to unlock them all? Now, one of the reasons I'm doing this, not just because it's my birthday and not just because it's the 6-year anniversary of my podcast, I'm doing it for that, yes, but also I can then communicate with you. We can communicate with each other. You'll actually have my email address that you can reply to. I'll have your email address that I can send a message to you on, even if I'm cancelled, deplatformed, or my security is breached and I'm hacked. And this is absolutely vital for you in 2022 to do the same. Now, there are many new platforms launching which claim to be decentralized and give you full freedom of speech. Getter, G-E-T-T-R, and Zion, Z-I-O-N. And all these other platforms that are launching which say you own your own data. Facebook have even jumped in. And now all my Facebook supporters who subscribe to me, I can actually communicate with them directly, finally. I mean, for 3 years, I've had these law supporters who paid me every month for premium content. Yet at times, Facebook won't let me reach them. And they pay. And it's wrong that I can't reach them. And now finally, even some of the big tech co's are getting that, you know what? We need to give people autonomy and decentralization. Matthew's just asked, what's the website address again for those bonus gifts? Rob Moore, my name, robmoore.com/pod. But the big movement for freedom, the only movement for freedom, I would say, in 2022 is decentralization. Like, for example, do you rely on anyone for your income? Because if you rely on an employer or a customer for your income, the government could impose rules and regulations and lockdowns and quarantines and restrictions that mean you can't earn from them anymore. Shut down. Like what happened in lockdown 1.0, 2.0 and 17.0. That's dangerous. So the only way you have, you know, people say, oh, well, Rob, you know, freedom isn't just about money. No, but money gives you freedom. Like if you were earning 5 grand, 10 grand, 20 grand a month, passively recurring from digital assets, would you be able to travel more? Yes, as long as you didn't have to have vaccine passports. Would you be able to have more choice, more autonomy? Really important that you have digital assets that create recurring income. That's why I have given you that gift at robmoore.com/pod. 20 ways to monetize social media. I bet you don't even know the 20 monetization tools on social media. Facebook supporters, Facebook stars, Facebook paid live events, Facebook live ads, Facebook brand partner partnerships, Instagram brand partner partnership, Instagram brand partnerships, Instagram badges, subscriptions coming, TikTok creator fund, Facebook creator fund, YouTube ads, YouTube sponsors, YouTube premium, the list goes on. And if you haven't unlocked all of those, go and unlock the gifts from me at robmoore.com/pod. So quick summary, hope you found this useful. Make sure you share this. Your freedom could be impinged in 2022. It's really important that you control your own autonomy. Reach and revenue, impact and income, to have a voice, to have a community, and to have cash flow. So some people are scared of globalization and the big tech powerhouses owning us. You will own nothing and be happy. There is a new world order and a great reset and a universal basic income and the demolishing of the middle class and the small business. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But what I do know is you've got to fight it. You have to fight it. And the way you fight it is by being on all social media channels, by multi-stream living, by content repurposing across many channels, by turning your content into an asset. So right now, this piece of content, I'm live on Facebook. Thank you for following me on Facebook. I'm live on Instagram. I'm live on Clubhouse, and I'm recording an episode for The Disruptive Entrepreneur. So this content is now an asset that goes on multiple platforms. Because if I just put it on one platform, that one platform might shadow me. I might get hacked. I might get banned or deplatformed completely. My friend Shah Wasman, she got hacked. She lost her Instagram and Facebook account. And she makes 6 figures a year and reaches all of her customers on Instagram and Facebook. And she got hacked and deleted and shut down, gone. Which is why you must be on multiple channels. I don't know if you're into decentralized autonomous organizations and the users owning the platforms. I don't know if you're now starting to use platforms where you own the data rather than the media own the data. I don't know if you're investing in cryptos and looking into NFTs and the metaverse. But this is all part of this massive decentralization movement, and it is your greatest opportunity for full autonomous freedom. But you have to be in the game. You have to be in the game, and too many people aren't in the game. Do you have digital assets? Have you got recurring income from assets online? Because if you haven't, as Warren Buffett says, if you don't make money while you sleep, you'll be working until you die. And the only way to create recurring income is through assets. Otherwise, you'll be having occurring income. But if it does not occur because the government shut you down or the social media platform shut you down, then it is non-occurring income. And recurring income is far better than non-occurring income. So on that note, please hit the share button and get this far and wide, or wherever you're listening or tuning into, please share this content. It's not just because I want to grow my reach. Of course I do. I want to help inspire and educate millions of people. Start and scale your business. Get better financial education and knowledge. Create multiple streams of recurring income and leverage the creator economy. This is, you know, my vibe, and you are my tribe, and I want to reach millions, if not billions of people. But we must stand up and fight for freedom. And that's what I've been doing a lot on my Facebook lives and on my content. And if we don't, then it's not going to get any better. And if we roll over and don't have a voice and have our say on our social platforms, then what is the world coming to? Okay, so I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.